driving to death. You mean Rosh? Life is driving to death. What's it, Rosh? The Rosh is here. Intelligence, because time. Yeah, the value of time. Let's hear it.
In one place, poison, and in one place, medicine. In one place, infidelity, and in one place, approved. Although there, it is injurious to the soul. When it arrives here, it becomes a remedy.
What is there and here? Did you listen? He used something here. There was no there and here. Suddenly say, there is there and here. Here! Just that out there, a lot of information could be poisonous. In here, that poison is good for you. Because this is the prescription, remember? Second paragraph. That's when you started, that Hakim, who started to write the prescription to do what? To slowly, gradually poison the goldsmith, remember? This is the killing of goldsmith. So listen carefully. Somewhere else is poison, here is good for you. And?
In the young grape, the juice is sour, but it is sweet and good when the gura comes to be angur. Again, in the wine jar, it becomes bitter and unlawful. In the state of vinegar, how excellent it is as a seasoning.
A very good solution, good thing to think about. There is a water in that fruit. Okay, how is that water? You start from sourness, it goes to sweet, again bitter, again sour. Which one is better? You tell me. All of it is good, because it's here. That's what you don't know, because for you, the logic will say, good for me, right? Let's say you are a non-alcoholic, never use the alcohol, and you're very religious, and within these four, you will choose one of them, which is the vinegar, right? So, the vinegar is good and wine is bad. Where did it start? And if this is not complicated enough, later you will understand that. It's not just 1, 2, 3, 4. It goes around like a circle. It comes back again and again and again. Because that's what it is. I'm talking about what? Life experience. The experience of mind goes through all these periods. If there is no change, let's eliminate all the changes and even the differences. Then what? Then it's a very boring existence that everybody is suicidal. You know that if everybody becomes like you, you will become suicidal. Because you never see the shortcoming in you. You will see it in the other people and it will make you very angry. You hate it when you see it in, oh yeah. You hate it the most when you see your weaknesses in other people. Because they remind you of that, yeah. Because you try to hide it, decorate it, and things like that. But to us, a unified stuff is good. This is nice. Complication of life is the challenge. If not, life was boring. What? Delaying the death? Because that's what it is. Yes?
Concerning the impropriety of the disciples presuming to do the same things as are done by the saint, inasmuch as sweetmeat does no harm to the physician, but is harmful to the sick, and frost and snow do no harm to the ripe grape, but are injurious to the young fruit. For he is on the way, for he has not become, that God may forgive thee thy former and latter sins.
Of course, the translation is a little bit tricky over there because a part of it is Arabic and things like that. But listen carefully, because this is something that at the end of this paragraph, he will say, you know what, it's my duty to explain this to you and analyze it, but I will not. Go back to my story. So this is something that he will try to explain, and he will realize that it's too soon. You should know that this is an information. And this information is very, very necessary. It's something that it's easy to say yes today, but all of you will forget about it tonight. Tomorrow morning you wake up and you will hear that Nelson Mandela is a smoking cigarette. Then you want to smoke cigarette. It's not like that. Do you remember we said it's not this, it's not that, it's not this, it's not that? We said this knowledge, it could be poisonous. It could be good. Sometimes even the poison is good for you. But most important part is this knowledge. This water is not like the water. You have some role to play with it. This is not the water for everybody to drink. There are things that you should drink. There are things that you should not. And when I pointed my finger like this, what did you think? Whenever somebody will tell you, you shouldn't do this, you should do that, back in your mind, the child will say, what about yourself? Especially if I wear the glasses and I say, don't put on your glasses. Why did you do that? I said, it's not like that. There are things that you cannot handle, someone else can handle. Because we are going to tell you not to do something. We are not going to tell you to do anything. Remember that. Did he do ever? No saying will do. They just warn you from the danger. They will say, don't do that. They say, and we'll tell you, don't do that. And you will look at us and you will see us doing it. And you think, ah, how come it's good for you? It's not good for me. Yes, it's like that, especially when it comes to knowledge. Because knowledge brings responsibility, and you should have strong shoulders to stand that responsibility. Which one of you could carry the responsibility of human activities on earth? Every single one of you have dreamt about having the power and doing this and pushing those down and interfering with everything. That's the human nature of the thing. If it was me, I will block that fight. I will punish this guy. It's not like that. Because for you, there is one mother, this Pharaoh inside, and you want everything to look like you. And if it is you, what would you do? Let me give you the power. Then what will you do? With the power, the first thing you invent is what? Uniform. Look around you. Historically, whenever somebody had a power, he created a uniform. Adolf Hitler created the uniform for the power. Mao Zedong created it with the economic excuses that it will be cheaper, like that. So with that cheating, what did he accomplish? Did they become rich with that saving? They are the poorest one. Because with that uniform, you eliminate the personalities. Nobody will compete that way. If you let them compete, they eat each other, it will be the societies you know, here and there. but you think always black and white.